Arya tried to think of another way. If she crossed to the other side of the castle, she could creep along the river wall and through the little god's wood. But first she'd have to cross the yard, in the plain view of the guards on the walls. She had never seen so many men on the walls. Gold cloaks, most of them, armed with spears. Some of them knew her by sight. What would they do if they saw her running across the yard? She'd look so small from up there. Would they be able to tell who she was? Would they care? She had to leave now, she told herself. But when the moment came, she was too frightened to move. Calm as still water, a small voice whispered in her ear. Arya was so startled, she almost dropped her bundle. She looked round wildly, but there was no one in the stable but her, and the horses and the dead men. Quiet as a shadow, she heard. Was it her own voice, or Sirio's? She could not tell. Yet somehow it calmed her fears. She stepped out of the stable. It was the scariest thing she'd ever done. She wanted to run and hide, but she made herself walk across the yard, slowly, putting one foot in front of the other, as if she had all the time in the world and no reason to be afraid of anyone. She thought she could feel their eyes, like bugs crawling on her skin, under her clothes.